Jim. Last week, Jungle Jim left Myra Trent hidden in a cave in the hills and returned to the hut where Shanghai Lil, Peter Hawkins, and Ronnie were being held. There he found that Lil had been taken into Putan's hut, and that Ronnie was himself again after suffering from shell shock for 20 years. The brutal beating which he received from Putan restored his memory. Jim received a second surprise when he looked in the window of Putan's hut. There he saw the wily prince, a prisoner of Shanghai Lil. He entered, and Lil asked him to search the hut for the smuggled emerald. While Jim was looking about in another room, Lil's attention was distracted by a shout from Peter Hawkins. As Lil looked away, Putan seized the opportunity to draw a concealed gun. The thrilling adventures of Jungle Jim are pictured each Sunday in the Comic Weekly, the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure. The Comic Weekly, each page printed in full color, is distributed everywhere as an integral part of your Hearst Sunday newspaper. And now we continue our story. Shanghai Lil and Prince Putan face each other with drawn guns. Suddenly, two shots ring out.
Lil, are you all right?
Yes. I wasn't hit. He missed me.
What happened?
Putan had a gun under his coat, Jim. Oh. I turned my head when I heard someone call, and we both shot at once.
You got him, Lil, just over the ear.
Jim, is he dead?
Well, I'll see. Well, I don't think so.
Well, then we can take him back alive.
Yes. Your bullet pierced his scalp.
Oh.
He'll be out cold for a while. He's not seriously wounded. Here, come on. Give me a hand, Lil.
All right.
Put him over on that couch over there.
All right.
All right. There, come on now. Lift him up. That's it. All right. There. Put him down there. That's it.
Jim, listen.
Putan's men are coming. Lil, we've got to do something and do it quick. Those shots attracted their attention.
See them through the window.
Close those shutters, Lil. I'll lock the door. We can keep them out for a while.
All right, Jim.
Here, that'll hold them.
Be able to send them away. Stop that pounding and go away. Prince Putan is not here.
Where is the master?
They heard you, Lil.
Yes, but they still aren't coming.
Where is master, Memta?
He's gone into the jungle. Go back to your hut.
How many men are left there in the camp, do you know, Lil?
I'm not sure. Someone sent after Kulu. But there's more than we can handle out there.
And they're still there. Wait. I'm going to make sure that the windows in the other rooms are locked.
I told you to go away.
Master, open door. We come in.
No. Go back to your hut.
Break door down.
Everything's tight, Lil.
We're in for trouble, Jim. We can't keep them out long. You've got to get out of here.
What? And leave you face them alone? Why, you're crazy, Lil.
Jim, listen to that.
They'll break that door down in a few minutes, Lil.
If you stay, they'll make both of us prisoners.
That's a chance I'll have to take.
No, it's foolish. If we're both taken prisoners, we're done for. You've got to be free. I can handle this situation.
Come on, Lil. We've got to get out of here. We can leave by the rear window.
Jim, I'm going to stay here and face this thing. You've got to listen to me. Here. Take this. It's the key to Peter Hawkins' cell. Tonight you can free him.
But, Lil, I can't leave you here.
Don't worry about me. I can handle this situation. If the natives find me gone, they'll start a search. It says they don't know about you.
Bill, they're using a battering ram. Bill, you can't handle these natives.
No, but I've never seen any men yet I couldn't handle. I'll just leave, Jim. If you leave, tonight you can come back and get Hawkins and his son out. Between the four of us, we'll have a chance to take the camp.
All right.
Oh, they're breaking through the door. Run! Here.
Meanwhile, far to the south of Bhutan's camp, Kolo emerges from Dumba Pass. He has come through safely and is well on his way with the evidence which Shanghai Lil collected against Bhutan, when he suddenly meets a detachment of mounted men.
Halt! Drop your hands!
Stand
where you are. Surround your men.
Yes, you not stop Kolo.
Now, suppose you tell me who you are.
You soldier in British Army?
I am Lieutenant Boggs of His Majesty's service.
Then you help me. Must see Tuan Carstairs. Have message for him.
Oh, so you have a message for Captain Carstairs, have you? Let's see it.
No, Tuan. Message for Captain. Must go.
Oh, no, you don't. Stand where you are. I have orders not to allow anyone to Dumba Pass. I want to know about this message. Who's it from?
Message from Jungle Jim Bradley to Tuan Carthage. Must go now. Tuan Jim say go fast.
You're one of Tile Torturers. Jungle Jim Bradley's been dead for over a month. I heard all about that.
No, Tuan Jim alive. He at Bhutan camp.
You're lying. If you've got a message, let me see it.
No, must go. Bhutan killed Tuan Hawkins and Missy Lil if Captain Carthage no come.
You're not going anywhere. We've been expecting that one of you killers would try to get through. Now give me that message.
No. Tuan Jim say it's for Captain only.
All right. Then I'll take it. Dismount and seize him then.
No, no. You don't take Captain.
Hold him. Alice, you should carry him.
Five feet.
What's that?
Men come on horses.
Tiger claw men come.
Get to cover, men. Keep behind the rocks.
You let Kulu go. Men come, stop me. Must go to Tuan Carthage.
Stand where you are. If you move, I'll kill you. I should have suspected this. You are sent here to hold our attention until we are surrounded. It's a trap.
No, no, Tuan.
Hold your fire, men. Wait until they're closer. Commence firing!
Back in the hills near Bhutan's camp, Jungle Jim rejoins Myra Trent after escaping from Bhutan's hut.
Myra? Myra, are you there?
Is that you, Jim?
Yes. Are you all right?
I'm feeling much better. But tell me what's happened. Has Bhutan discovered that I'm gone?
We won't have to worry about him for a while, Myra. Bhutan has been shot.
Shot?
Yeah.
Oh, Jim, what's happened?
Lil got the best of him. Made him a prisoner.
Oh.
When I arrived, I found him at the point of her gun.
And she shot him?
Yes. I started to search the hut. And while I was in the other room, Peter Hawkins called out from a cell and attracted Lil's attention. Bhutan pulled a gun from under his coat, and they both fired at once.
Was Mr. Beer hurt?
No, she was all right when I left.
Oh, good.
The natives heard the shots and broke in the hut. Lil stayed there.
They'll kill her? Oh, Jim, you shouldn't have left her there.
Don't worry about her. Lil usually takes pretty good care of herself. I came back here to get you. We've got a lot to do, Myra.
We're going back to the camp?
That's right. And if you feel up to it, we're starting immediately. I've got a job for you.
Oh, what is it, Jim? I want to help.
Good. Now listen. I want you to take this key and get around to the hut where Peter Hawkins and his son Ronnie are locked up.
Yes?
This is the key to their cell. But you're not to use it until you hear from me.
But I don't understand, Jim.
Come on. Let's get started. I'll explain while we're on our way. Now, as soon as we get near the camp, I'm going to leave you. You're to do as I told you, Miles.
I will, Jim.
I'm going to stay on this side of the clearing.
And you're going to try to make Bhutan a prisoner.
That's right.
Uh-huh.
And unless I'm mistaken, he'll be unconscious for some time yet. There'll probably be a guard outside his door. Now, I'm going to try to get close enough to get the guard out of the way.
But how will I know when to unlock Mr. Hawkins' cell?
Well, as soon as the coast is clear, I'll signal you by whistling. Uh-huh. Then you free Hawkins and his son and come around in front of Bhutan's hut. Now, do you understand?
Yes. I'll do just as you've told me.
Good. I guess we're close enough. I'm going to leave you now, Myra.
Oh, Jim, do be careful.
Don't you worry about me. Watch yourself, Myra. And if everything goes all right, we'll be out of here and on our way to Mandalay before morning.
As night drops over the jungle, Jim cautiously approaches Bhutan's hut. Within, Lil faces the wily prince, who is once more conscious and in command of the situation.
You laid a very clever trap this morning, Mr. Vril, but you were a fool.
You mean you were lucky, Prince?
Perhaps. Even if you had killed me, you could not have escaped alive. You should have known that my men would come to my rescue as soon as they heard the shooting.
You forget, Bhutan, you were the one who started the shooting. If your aim was better, I wouldn't be here.
What would you say if I told you that I missed you deliberately, Mr. Vril?
I'd say that you were lying.
Nevertheless, it is true. I had no intention of killing you.
Oh.
I have other plans. Plans that I made as soon as I discovered that Jungle Jim Bradley was alive and that you and he were the Secret Service agents who have been working against me.
Well, now that you know it, what are you going to do about it?
You admit that it was Jungle Jim whom you have been meeting in the jungle.
You seem to have all the facts, Prince. But you also know that Kulu has escaped with enough evidence to warrant the British Army taking action against you. The next move is up to you.
Yes. Perhaps that move will be one that you do not expect, Mr. Vril. The slave Kulu will die before he reaches Dumba Pass.
You would still have Jungle Jim Bradley to deal with. You're in a tight spot, Tom.
I have been in tight spots before. There is always a way out. This time, you will provide that escape.
You're pretty sure of yourself, aren't you?
You enjoy living, Mr. Brill. Perhaps I should explain.
Yes, that would be a good idea.
I believe that you have some influential friends in the government service.
Yes?
Surely they will not refuse a favor to one so lovely as you.
Goodness, Prince, you're so romantic this evening. Isn't it a bit unusual after what happened this morning?
You have friends in the government service, haven't you?
What of it? They're not going to do you any good.
I think that they will.
Oh, you do?
Yes. You're going to intercede for me, if that is necessary.
Well, this is getting a little complicated, but go on.
Miss Vril, I fell in love with you when I first saw you.
Well.
Even today's shooting proved that you are the type of woman I admire.
That's one way of looking at it. What are you getting at?
When you first arrived here, I was attracted to you. But I felt that a girl like you would be of no use to me, considering the business to which I am engaged.
You think you're a pretty good judge of character, don't you, Prince?
Allow me to finish, Miss Vril, please. The situation is changed now. I have found your real mission here.
So what?
I am going to give you your choice. You will either become my wife or die a spy's death.
So that's your plan, Prince Bhutan. You've got your nerve.
You will marry me and then go to the authorities and see that no action is taken that will interfere with our business.
You're the most conceited man I've ever known.
Perhaps I have reason to be. You cleverly set a trap for me, but I found out about it.
You're not only a fool, but you're a coward.
If you were a man, I'd kill you for that. But a lovely woman deserves special consideration. What is your answer, Mr. Vril?
This is my answer.
So, then you die.
Will Bhutan kill Lil for refusing him and slapping his face? And what about Kolo? Will he be captured by the Tiger's Claw men under Gunha before he delivers his evidence to Captain Carstairs? The adventures you have just heard dramatized will appear in full-color action pictures in next Sunday's Comic Weekly, the big Comic Weekly distributed with your Hearst Sunday newspaper everywhere. In the world's greatest pictorial supplement of humor and adventure, you will find all the famous characters who live in the world of color pictures. There's the antics of Skippy, the mischief of the Katzenjammer kids, Jiggs and Maggie in Bringing Up Father, there's Barney Google, Toots and Casper, the usual predicament of the Little King, Flash Gordon, Gags and Gals. See all these famous characters in your copy of next Sunday's Comic Weekly. And don't forget our date next week, same time, same station, for a continuation of the adventures of Jungle Jim.